Salt Lake City and Salt Lake County are working together on long-term solutions to homelessness, like housing and new shelters. But Tuesday night, the Salt Lake City Council gave preliminary approval for funding to address more immediate problems. Some of that money will be used to bring in portable toilets to the neighborhood around Pioneer Park. The rest is yet to be assigned. Councilwoman Erin Mendenhall says the council will be looking at the city's Homeless Services Site Evaluation Commission and the county's Collective Impact Homeless Services Committee for ideas.
I am in favor of us releasing it to the administration and the folks we have working on it right now so it can get on the ground immediately.
Tuesday night, members of the public, including Christina Robb, director of the Salt Lake Gallery Stroll, told the council there isn't sufficient policing in the neighborhood.
What we get for lack of foot patrol is, you know, the wonderful bicycle police coming around, addressing a specific issue, and then pushing the crime immediately, instantaneously, to an area in the same couple of block radiuses that does not have police presence.
We need a place for folks to be. We need a place for them to get services and help.
Councilman Andrew Johnston says an increased police presence can help deter crime, but it's not the whole solution.
We can't just go down and enforce and push them out of the public spaces.
This month, Councilwoman Mendenhall says 33 new officers will graduate and enter patrol for Salt Lake City. And on any given day, she says 30 officers are on bike patrol in the Rio Grande area. Whitney Evans, KUER News.